listening to the Havoc Story Podcast.
The Havoc Story Podcast presents Four Waffles by Hayley Huntington. Narrated by Hugh Hugh. Copyright attorney Pat Pending. Licensed to the British Isles as Isaac Oldchap. Official waffle taster, Maura Norse. Let the stars be my witnesses. I, Kepler, would do anything in my power to get a waffle. The sweet, cinnamony scent of the breakfast delicacy wafted through the starship's hallways and down to my workstation. Ever since Aurora had joined our motley crew, I'd enjoyed the immense pleasure of taste-testing every culinary delight she could dream up. Sure, it meant snacking more than was probably good for me, but at 18, I figured I could still play the growing teenage boy card. My fingers stilled on the keyboard as I breathed in the mouth-watering smell. I didn't know what spice blend Aurora used, but it was a little bit of heaven on earth. Aurora was in a cooking frenzy today. Too bad I'd been kicked out of the kitchen. She caught me snitching two handfuls of cookies earlier, and I'd been banished. She didn't make me give back the cookies, though, so that was a plus. I scraped the remaining crumbs off my desk and dumped them into my mouth. Chocolatey, minty goodness bloomed across my taste buds. My stomach growled. Yep, I needed a snack. And a waffle packed with spicy cinnamon and ginger sounded like the perfect choice. I just have to get Aurora out of the kitchen. Brushing cookie remnants off my fingers, I pulled up the ship layout on my holoscreen. With a swipe, I zoomed in on the kitchen. Numbers flashed on the side of the glowing kitchen outline, telling me what temperature the ovens were, how much electricity was being used, and how many timers Aurora had running. None of that mattered to me. I didn't cook, but I sure did love the results. Tampering with the ovens wouldn't work. It wouldn't do any good to burn whatever Aurora was baking. My palate, unrefined though it was, couldn't handle something charred to a carbon crisp. Thank goodness Atlas, our fearless leader, no longer cooked. For all of Atlas's genius moments, he was a nightmare in the kitchen. My stomach rumbled again. If I didn't get a snack soon, I'd grow faint with hunger. I wouldn't be able to think straight. I needed sustenance. I drummed my finger against my leg. This was Aurora I was dealing with, not some evil mastermind with a massive security system. Something simple should get her out of the kitchen. With a tap on my screen, I pulled up the kitchen camera feed. Aurora stirred a bowl of batter with one hand and took a fresh batch of waffles off the griddle with the other. I could see them steaming. I needed to act now. My gaze flickered back to the side of the screen. Illuminated buttons and gauges shone temptingly. My eyes landed on the power dial of the kitchen. Aurora had a plethora of kitchen appliances plugged in. While she wasn't close to blowing the fuses, it wouldn't appear suspicious if it happened. I grinned. The plan coming together. If I temporarily cut the power to the kitchen and made it seem like the fuses had blown, Aurora would leave the kitchen and hunt down the fuse box. That would give me the perfect window of opportunity. The waffles sang their siren song through the screen. I cranked the dial and my fingers flew across the keyboard. The kitchen went dark on the video feed and I counted to 30, giving Aurora time to leave before restoring the power. Spinning out of my chair, I darted towards the kitchen. I skittered into the room a moment later. Aurora was nowhere to be seen. Hurrying around tables covered with bowls and utensils, I halted in front of the plate of waffles. Why just stop at one? Why not take them all? I could eat the entire plate before Aurora hunted me down. My pulse pounded from my rapid sprint to the kitchen. It was time to go eat my carbohydrate goodness somewhere peaceful, but I needed a taste right now. The outside of the waffle was warm and crispy, just the way I liked it. Grinning, I folded it in half and shoved it into my mouth. A bitter, acrid flavour filled my mouth, clinging to my tongue like it was trying to dissolve my taste buds. I dropped the waffles. What in the galaxy was wrong with these? Grimacing, I held back a gag and forced myself to swallow. The taste was almost caustic. Water. I needed something to get that awful taste out of my mouth. I darted towards the sink, sticking my face underneath the faucet. Someone cleared the throat. Flushing, I looked up. Aurora stood above me, looking down with one eyebrow raised and the plate of waffles in her hand. She had made it to the fuse box and back way faster than I thought she would. I swallowed, wincing at the lingering flavour tainting my taste buds. Aurora, the waffles are what I get for letting Atlas try to help me. I've never seen anyone confuse baking powder and flour before. Aurora set down the waffles, a smile tugging at her lips. I guess my hunch is that you'd sneak back here was right. That's why I cooked them up anyway. She had deliberately sabotaged me? My face burned as I slowly straightened. There really isn't a good way for me to get out of this, is there? No, Aurora shook her head. Though I think eating a mouthful of baking powder is punishment enough. Yeah, I glanced down at the waffles. My craving was completely gone. If I ever needed to give up snacks, I'd just cover everything in baking powder. Kepler! I looked back in time to see a red spear spinning towards my face. I caught the apple Aurora had tossed at me. Why don't you try a healthier snack choice? I'm sure you'll find more desserts later. I grinned. What can I say? I'm a man who appreciates good food. With non-lethal amounts of baking powder. The end. This has been Four Waffles by Hayley Huntington. Narrated by Hugh Hugh.
This is Havoc.